listening to the Bible 126 show.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It is a command. Look after widows and orphans. James 1 verse 27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. The basis of Christianity is love. The person who first demonstrated this great love toward mankind was God the Father, who loved the world so much by giving his Son, Jesus, to die for it. John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus Christ died for the world and laid the foundation of the love and amazing grace that we enjoy today. As believers, we are expected to extend this love to everyone around us, to those who God has put in our lives to care for, love, assist, and admonish. Some of such people are widows and orphans. Widows are women who have lost their husbands, while orphans are children whose parents have died or are not in their lives for whatever reason. God cares deeply about them, and he instructs us to look after them and show them love. It is a commandment that he has laid down in his word to the body of Christ and to us as individuals. Although we live in a society that attempts to downplay the role of men and husbands, it is undeniable that husbands and fathers play a pivotal role in a family. And there are widows in the world and in the church who are forgotten, who are alone, who are lonely and struggling. This may not be true for all widows. However, there are widows in the world and in the church who are in desperate need of help. And as a child of God, it is your duty to support them. It is your responsibility to support them. God cares for orphans and widows, and if you are indeed his child, you should too. Psalm 82 verse 3. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Psalm 82 verse 3, this is what God wants you to do. Defend the poor and fatherless. God wants you to have a heart to help those in need. A true-born Christian must have an urge to help those in need. When is the last time you did a charitable act? Not to be seen by others, but simply because it is the right thing to do. Look at how God is described in the Bible. Psalm 68 verse 5, a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. He is described as the father of the fatherless. There are so many children in the world today who have no direction. They lack the love of a parent. They lack the love of a mother or father. They are forgotten children. And there are a lot of widows who are alone and afraid, who do not know how they are going to keep the lights on, who do not know what they are going to eat tomorrow. The truth is, there are a lot of corrupted charities that practically steal people's money. However, there are some charities and churches that genuinely do a fantastic job looking after those in need. I encourage you to do your due diligence and find a charity or church that has a foundation that is reputable, and donate in any form or fashion. Donation does not have to be monetary. It can even be your time or old clothes. Matthew 25, verse 31 to 46. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them from one another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Bible Ref Commentary states the following on this passage of Scripture. To the faithless group, those destined for eternal fire, Matthew 25 verse 41, Christ notes that they failed to help him in his greatest times of need, pleading ignorance, Matthew 25 verse 44. The group claims to have never seen Jesus hungry, thirsty, or suffering. Using the same principle, however, Jesus answers that their failure to meet the needs of those who suffer was a failure to meet his own needs. Their lack of help for those people is something Jesus took personally, as if these offenders had passed him by while in obvious distress. Help those in need. On that day of judgment that is coming, do you want Jesus to say to you, Depart from me? Or do you want Jesus to say, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. You know this day is coming. You know it is. Then why not prepare for it? Too often people prepare for retirement, but retirement won't come for everyone. But yet people spend their lives preparing for it. But you know this day where Jesus will separate the world into two groups is coming, and your conscience is telling you this day is coming. Why not prepare for it? Why not go out of the way to help those in need, so that on this day you may hear those words from Jesus? Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Just imagine the sheer level of emotion you will feel when Jesus says, "Come to me." The feeling you will have when he says that to you will be worth more than all the gold in the world. Now, on the other hand, imagine the fear, the horror, the dismay, the confusion, the dread, the apprehension of those who will hear the words, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." How can we help the widows amongst us? Giving financial support and free will donations always seem like the only way to help vulnerable people and the needy, but this isn't true. Giving money is just one of the many possibilities. We might be thinking about our own financial struggles and how we may not be financially buoyant enough to give to the needy. The truth is, giving money isn't the only way to support them. There are so many other things we can do to help the widows and orphans around us to make them feel loved. Volunteer. Hebrews 13 verse 16, "But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." There are many charity organizations in the world helping orphans and widows. Find these organizations and volunteer with them. It is mostly free to join these organizations. Your decision to serve in these organizations is you fulfilling God's commandment of showing love and compassion. We honor God and help humanity when we volunteer to help noble causes as this. Pray for them. 1 Timothy 2 verse 1, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." Losing someone comes with pain and unforgettable memories. Pray for the grieving family. Pray for the widowed and the children. Pray that God eases their burden and comforts them in every way. Pray that help abounds for them. Pray as you are led to. God is always ever ready to answer and grant the desires of our heart. Love is kind, gracious, and compassionate. As believers and representatives of Christ in this world, we are to live in love and to show it to everyone around us, regardless of who they are or wherever they come from. It is a mandate that we have been given and the life that we have been called to live.